From the newsroom, I'm Nick Tomachek. Some sad news out of Navarre today. A man has died after drowning at Navarre Beach Sunday afternoon. According to a press release from Navarre Beach Fire Rescue Chief Danny Fury, lifeguards were dispatched to the beach near the eastern end of Gulf Islands National Seashore just past 5 p.m. on Sunday in reference to a drowning. When they arrived, bystanders said there was approximately 30-year-old man who had been struggling and screaming for help. Witnesses said the man went underwater but never resurfaced. Lifeguards on a wave runner searched the area where the man had been seen and found his body at the bottom of the gulf 10 minutes later in approximately 12 feet of water. After getting him to shore, medics began CPR and were able to get the man's pulse back. He was taken via helicopter to Baptist Hospital in Gulf Breeze, where he later died. Yellow flags were flying on Navarre Beach that day. The man's identity has not been released as of Monday morning, and Fury said he wasn't sure if next of kin had been notified. It's the 10th drowning so far this summer in Northwest Florida, and the second on Navarre Beach. On March 26, Air Force veteran Michael Ribadeau of Navarre died after he tried to rescue a 10-year-old girl who was in distress in the water. She was later saved by another Good Samaritan.